Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I'm reading this survey from, is it Monster.com?
Yeah, the one about how this is the most called in sick month of the year.
One in three workers has called in sick when they're not in the past year. And over the next couple of weeks, people will call in at a higher rate, call in sick at a higher rate than they did the entire year.
Mm-hmm. This is the most people take sick days in the month of December than anywhere else, and it doesn't always have to do with being ill.
The problem with this is that when you call in sick is that you don't have any rehearsal time.
Right.
Like, even the best actors in Hollywood rehearse, or when they're doing a TV show, everybody sits around a table and they read over the script, they work on each other, and before the cameras start to roll. So we're assuming that you guys are just going to call in sick cold turkey without any kind of rehearsal time at all. We could change that for you if you guys want to call us right now. 404-741-1005. You call in sick to us.
Right.
We will work with you.
Okay.
We will
tell you how it sounds.
Tell you how it sounds, if it's believable or not, before you make the call to your boss.
Right. I've never done that, so I don't know. I don't know what advice to give.
Because you always practice it in your mind.
Well, for me, it would be in my mind first, because I think if you use your voice too much, you're doing it first thing in the morning. Then if you use your voice too much, you've cleared it up, and so you don't sound sick. But in my mind, that you have to wait to speak first in giving your, you know, call. Because you have to sound sick, and you know, anybody who first wakes up, and then you know when you're first talking, you still seem groggy and a little stuffed up and everything, and that's usually to me when I've actually spoken the words.
That's the best time to call. You say as soon as you wake up.
As soon as you wake up, because it's almost number one. It's the first time you realized how sick you were, so you know it seems authentic. Then you're using the groggy voice; it seems authentic. Yeah, if you use your voice too much in practicing, you're going to ruin it.
404-741-1005.
I'll feel pressure even if I'm legitimately sick that I don't sound sick enough. And like, one of the hardest was when I had to call Bert when I pulled that muscle in my back and I didn't sound. I was like, hey, so I'm probably going to be a little bit late today. He's like, okay. And I'm like, I know I don't sound sick. Like, it was like, you know.
But you had like this back pain, and how does that print?
Right. So, like, I'm lying on the floor, you know, like, but I'm like, I felt like I should be coughing or something, but one had nothing to do with the other, you know? Like,
that might actually be a good excuse.
It's a great excuse.
You know, if
you don't
you're
have
not,
to sound.
Because you don't have to sound sick.
But
you have to sound a little bit like you're in pain, though.
Sick.
But like
yeah.
He had zero pain.
It's just so random that somebody would buy it.
Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is, with anything like that is, I mean, like, Jessica got me a doctor appointment like that day and everything. And if you remember, like, I had to spend the next week with a heating pad or some crap like that. So
bring a heating pad to work. That's easy.
Unless you're prepared to do that. Like, you can never forget. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to fake a back injury, 2 days later, you can't be playing Frisbee in the hall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't forget.
I mean,
so many play Frisbee in the hall.
There are plenty of opportunities that you're going to have. Like, you're probably circling the days right now on your calendar. Like, you know the that you have a holiday party on Thursday night, and you know it's going to go late, and you're going to have to go into work on Friday, so you're probably already thinking, oh, no, I'm going to call in sick.
Or then, I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that call in sick because they have no other times to buy gifts for people, mm-hmm. or especially their family, if the only time, you know, only time you have a chance to is when, on the weekends when you're with your family, and it's already crowded at the malls. So I can see a ton of people calling in sick because they want that Thursday off so that they can go shopping.
You got the too much detail thing going on also. Like, if you give out too many details, you start stuttering, you bury yourself. Morning, Q100.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I was calling in about the tips for calling in sick.
Okay, Jennifer, now, do you already know which day over the next couple of weeks that you have planned to call in sick?
Oh, well, I can't call in sick. I'm in retail.
Okay.
Oh.
And this is our busy season.
Well, this is perfect time for you to call in sick. Like, you need to,
Well, my uncle is my boss, so if I call him sick, I might lose my job.
He can't pull the my aunt died excuse then.
Right.
No, that's kind of
news to him. Yeah. That's
kind of a challenge. Yeah.
So what is your tip?
Well, if you ever want to call in sick, hold your nose. If you plug your nose up, then you sound really congested. And I find that really helps, especially when you had mentioned earlier calling first thing in the morning when you're still kind of groggy.
Uh-huh.
And they just hold your nose.
Will you try it on us so we can hear if it really sounds authentic or not?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, man. How are you doing this morning? I'm not feeling too well. My sinuses are killing me. I think I got a little bit of a fever, and I just don't know if I'm going to make it in today.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I wasn't buying
it. Try it. Try it with one nostril.
Well, I'm driving.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, I would say your sinuses might feel a lot better if you took your fingers off your nose.
Because I don't know.
I just think it sounds so fake.
I don't know if I ever sound like that.
Like, I don't think people legitimately ever sound like this. If I was this plugged, I'd blow my nose.
I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Sasha.
Yes. All right. Good morning, you guys.
This is rehearsal time for you here. Like I said, like even actors and actresses, they just don't go right on camera and start acting.
Of course not.
This is true.
You need some rehearsal time.
I do. And my tip for calling in is not to do that whole, like, rehearse 50 times before you call your boss trying to sound sick. I just like to sound, this is going to sound gross, but every time, well, I actually have two ways to call in. It's either, oh, I'm feeling bad, I'm having really bad menstrual cramps, yada, yada, girl stuff. My boss is a guy, so he just doesn't want to hear it. He's like, okay, go to bed. Or I just say that I went to a Mexican restaurant the night before and I couldn't stop pooping.
That is actually one of the tips that I saw on one of these lists. Like, if you talk about the gross stuff, your boss doesn't want to get into it, so he'll get you off the phone as quick as possible.
Exactly. That's the truth. He's like, oh, God, you know, I don't want to hear about that.
Pretending that Melissa Carter is your boss. Mm-hmm. We'll throw you a curve here. You now have a female boss. Let's hear you call in sick, Sasha.
Okay, well, if I did have a female boss, I would just use the I was up pooping all night excuse.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Melissa's your boss, and the phone is ringing, and Melissa just answered.
And roll.
Hey, Melissa. I'm really sorry to be calling in today. I was at a restaurant last night, and I must have eaten something really bad. It was a Mexican restaurant down in down in downtown Dallas. It was one of the new ones, and I don't know what I ate. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the chicken. I was just up all night.
Right.
Crapping my brains out. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't say that, but I was up all night. You know, I just, my stomach wouldn't stop rolling, and I woke up this morning hoping it was, gone, and it wasn't, and I just really don't feel like coming into the office and dealing with that, and I'm really sorry.
Well, it's funny how Cindy just came in and said that she saw you last night out at Park Tavern.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. Yeah,
what do you say to that?
You can't, because it's kind of like with the back thing. You don't sound sick when you talk, I would much rather somebody use the excuse of pooping, though, than the menstrual cycle, because, I think that's
Well, it'll work with a guy. Like, if you're calling in and you're a woman, guys don't want to talk about that.
Right.
We don't have any idea, so we'll get you off the phone quick.
They don't want to think about you bleeding. Right. A lot. I laughed because I actually was having problems one day, and I called Dylan, and I was like, dude, I'm really sorry, but I'm just having these problems. And I started to explain, and he was like, it's cool. Just don't come. I don't care. Just don't come. We wanted to hear nothing about nothing. Just stay home.
You can always use the I got kneed in the forehead by a horse.
Yeah.
That Jamie used a couple of weeks ago.
That one works for at least a day and a half. Yeah. It was awesome.
Hey, Sarah, you're on Q100. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much.
All right, let's practice on us. Don't go cold. I mean, actors don't do it, so why should you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a pro, so I'm good with that. So what I find is, of course, doing it when you first wake up, but if you, like, do three really heavy coughs and making your throat all itchy and scratchy, then it makes it sound like you're really, really sick.
Okay, do them.
So right, how would this sound?
Okay, you really want me to cough?
Jen Hobby, will Jen Hobby playing the role of your immediate supervisor?
All right, hold on. It helps when you're coughing on the phone. Oh, I'm so sorry, but I got this nasty cold, and I'm running 102 fever. Sorry. Oh, I just don't think I can come in today. And if it make it sound like you're going to cry, that helps too.
That's pretty good.
That was a really good one.
Oscar winning, my friend. Yeah. Oscar.
You definitely have something stuck in your throat right now, though.
I know.
But I think that's good. The forced three coughs and the almost cry.
Yeah.
So good.
Very good.
Man, that's a clincher.
That's Academy Award winner right there.
Well done.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great night.
Have a great day.
I got to get through the morning first.
Okay. Have a crappy day, but by the time the sun goes down, you have a good time.
Yeah, by the time you guys go to bed, enjoy it.
She sounds like that because she's been partying all night.
Smoking cigarettes. Right. And that's why her voice is as jacked as it is.
Like, have a good night.
Jamie, good morning. You're on
Q100. Okay, well, I'm kind of in a pickle. My work knows that I am, my 21st birthday is on Friday. They know that I'm taking off on Friday.
Right.
I had Saturday scheduled off, but they're like, we really need you to come in. It's going to be one of the busiest days of the year, blah, blah, blah. So I got suckered into it. But I know that I'm not going to be able to go in Saturday because I know there's a party for me that I really want to go to. But if I'm working, I can't get to it.
You can stop there. There is nothing that you can say. There is no way to call in without, I mean, even if you really were sick. I mean, let's say you just had it coming out of all sorts of hands. I mean, it was terrible. There is no way that they're not going to believe you're calling in sick and you're faking it.
Right. So I know. I'm usually really good at it. I can usually come up with something real legitimate, and they're like, okay, because I have all guy bosses, and I use the whole, oh, God, my cramps are so bad. And they're like, okay, whatever. I don't come in.
Well, what do you do? Are you in retail?
No, I work in a restaurant.
In a restaurant. Well, still, I'm also thinking of the coworkers, because if, you know, you're not coming in, adds extra work, or has somebody else be, you know, to have be called in. It's one thing if you're sick and if it's a random day and everybody's like, oh, well, that's cool. She's sick. She can't help it. But everybody in that restaurant knows it's your birthday.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that if they have to do extra work because you decide to call in on Saturday, that it's not going to be worth the, you know, the animosity that's going to be created.
I think you just have to be honest. You have to go to your boss and go, look, dude, it's my 21st birthday Friday night. I know my friends are planning on taking me out. I'm just going to be honest with you. I won't be here on Saturday, and I hope you can understand I turned 21 once. I'm not going to be a waitress at Applebee's in 10 years.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do.
And I think that way, at least if you call ahead, then they can go ahead and schedule somebody else, and nobody's going to be called in on Saturday morning.
But yeah, I think about bribing some of the other servers and just be like, so I'll give you $20 if you just work for me on Saturday.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you guys even buy it, though? If somebody called you with that honest excuse, would you be like, okay, or would you be mad and fire them?
No, I think if somebody was truly honest and it was something like once in their lifetime, like their 21st birthday, I think I personally would cut them some slack. But if it was just like,
I'd be more angry at them if they waited till Saturday to call in and made my life harder to try to call, you know, other people in to help out. I'd fire them on Saturday.
If it was just a random huge party, then I'd have an issue. But if it's like 21st birthday, I mean, if you're a manager of a food service establishment,
right?
You know that you don't have a lot of career waiters and waitresses on hand. Like, the people are living their own lives and making money from you while they can. So you got to be cool about it.
Hey, April, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Actually, I just wanted to call. I'm the supervisor. I'm the person that receives those calls. And I just wanted to remind them to remember their disorder, because I had a girl yesterday call me and tell me that she had pink eye, and she came to work today and she was fine. that right there was just the ultimate.
Well, maybe she didn't have pink eye. Maybe she had some weird disease, and Dr. House was able to solve it.
You really have an issue and you don't want to come in, like, it's your 21st birthday, you can call me and tell me that. Don't call me 30 minutes before you got to come come to work and tell me, hey, I got pink eye all of a sudden.
Right.
Well, it's, modern medicine, it cleared that conjunctivitis up in 24 hours.
It's like Jeff said, like, yeah, if you have a backache, then you're going to have to take the heating pad in with you the next day. Know your illness and use the props.
Especially if you work with somebody like Burton and you go, so you went to the doctor for your back, huh? You going to use all those pills?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Santa's scared straight. We've told you guys before, this is the season of leverage for Santa. So we have asked you guys to go ahead, send us an email, tell us about your child that hasn't been too nice the last couple of weeks, and we'll try to do something about it. Santa can call your house.
Yeah, the hotline goes right up to the North Pole from Q100. So when people send us emails, we forward those right along, and then he's able to look at your kid's name, decide naughty list or nice list, and if it looks like maybe somebody's on the fence and could go either way, Santa will push him in the right direction, which is what he did to Michaela the other night.
How old is Michaela?
Michaela is 6.5. And she has a little bit of a problem with talking back. She's actually flirting with a boy in class, and that's creating some tension with mom because, you know, you're not supposed to be flirting that young. And she is not doing a real good job. She has the same problem that my wife Jessica has, interestingly enough. She has a problem getting ready quickly.
Okay.
So sometimes she has to be asked over and over and over again to get ready to leave the house. So Santa Claus wanted to call her up and say, it's probably much more likely for you to get gifts and to be on the nice list if you take care of these small problems.
So this is Michaela, 6.5 years old.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho! Michaela Adams, how are you?
Dad?
Calling you live and loud from the North Pole, it's Santa.
Santa is really enthusiastic this year.
It disappears pretty quickly.
Oh.
I was really impressed. Yeah. Like, in past years, it almost seemed like Santa was put out by this particular assignment, but he is really enthusiastic this year.
You're embarrassing yourself. Just keep listening.
Well, that's the first ho-ho-ho we've, you know,
just keep
ever.
Listening.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on the naughty list.
You're on the naughty list. You already know that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you on the naughty list?
Because of my whining.
Nobody likes a whiner. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
I'll bet your mom has told you that, and you just don't believe her. So what do you think about trying as hard as you can to stop whining?
I'll try.
You'll try? How hard will you try?
Really hard.
All right. We got a couple other things to go over, but first, I would like to know what Michaela wants for Christmas this year.
A Littlest Pet Shop friend.
Okay.
Oh, I have some other things, but I have a lot more.
Oh, you have a lot more? Have you written a letter yet?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you've already sent it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll look for your letter.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about something else that I've heard. Who is Layton?
This guy in my class.
This guy in your class, and how do you know him?
I met him on the first day of school.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Do you want him to be your boyfriend?
No.
All right. Because you're only 6 and a half. There's no dating until you're 8. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Boys are creepy. Trust me. Stay away from boys.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And how you been doing with the talking back? I'll bet that some of the grown-ups around you have said that you might talk back a little bit too much.
Yes.
Yeah? Maybe you can try, just like you're going to try to stop the whining, maybe you can try to stop the talking back.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want for Christmas? Do you have another thought?
Another vacuum magic bat.
Okay. All right, I got it. Now, let me ask you a question. Because Mrs. Claus has this problem, and it drives me crazy. Whenever we're getting ready to go somewhere, she takes forever. And everybody's always waiting on Mrs. Claus. As you can imagine, it's quite annoying. How do you get ready for things? Do you get ready fast or do you get ready slow?
A little bit slow.
Slow? And how many times do people have to ask you to get ready or to do something?
A lot.
A lot. That's not cool, is it?
Mm-mm.
No. Do you like it when you have to ask somebody a lot of times to do something?
No.
No. When somebody asks you to do something, like if somebody says, hey, get your coat, we got to go, maybe you can just set down what you're doing and you put your coat on and you say, okay, I'm ready, Mom. Can you promise me that you'll try that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Especially when you're getting ready for school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to bring your mom for Christmas?
A lot of jewelry.
Jewelry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting trained well. Okay, I think that's about it. You gonna leave some cookies and milk out for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, will you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I visit a lot of houses. How many houses do you think I'm gonna visit?
A lot.
How many? You think I'm gonna visit 100?
More than 100.
200?
No.
How many do you think I'll visit?
1,000.
1,000. Well, guess what? All of those houses... Every one of those houses is going to leave me cookies and milk. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I want you to leave me a peanut butter and potato chip sandwich and a glass of pink lemonade.
Okay.
All right? You tell your mom that's very important.
What? It's the request there. Lemonade and what?
Don't try to understand Santa Claus.
Santa has cravings that vary from milk and cookies.
Okay. Right, I guess trying to mix it up a little bit this year.
He's PMSing. Peanut butter, potato chips, and pink lemonade.
Can Rudolph have any carrots?
Rudolph, yes. Rudolph likes carrots and also asparagus.
But I thought you said Rudolph can have any carrots. It gives him bad gas.
Yeah. How? Okay, so Rudolph would like, who told you that, your mom?
The letter you gave me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, in that case, Rudolph would like...
Some reindeer food?
Yes, very good. Reindeer food, or if you don't have reindeer food, one slice of pizza.
Okay.
All right. All right, Michaela, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. You sound like a great kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay warm down there in Atlanta. It's freezing up here in the North Pole. Do you know any Christmas carols?
Jingle bells, Batman snows, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile, Lost Alien, Joker, play ballet.
All right. Well, thank you, Michaela. You've definitely got the Christmas spirit. All right. Stay away from the back end of Rudolph.
I will.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Santa started off really enthusiastic, very enthusiastic, and just kind of felt like he, about midway there, he just kind of like lost interest.
Well, I got the munchies.
Yeah, I think he got hungry.
So, right.
Yeah. Was it, what sandwich did he want? Potato chips?
Peanut butter and potato chip and a glass of pink lemonade, and Rudolph would like asparagus and pizza.
I realize while we play these back, and I have a four-year-old, I have absolutely no capacity to understand any other child except my own.
It's only the parent translator of your direct child, not of all children?
Yes, because I have no idea really what she said except the gas part and the asparagus. Other than that, I'm totally out.
This is The Bird Show.
Let me ask you guys a question, because it dawned on me the other day when we were talking to Melody and in talking to Jamie Massey the last couple of days also. The biggest fear with Melody that we had, and she was the one that found the presents in her boyfriend's apartment.
Right.
And there were two different sets. Well, the reason why she initially started snooping around was that they had agreed to only get, like, a couple of presents each for each other,
three
right?
Three gifts. But the concern she had, because she was kind of broke, is they didn't put a financial limit on it. So right. She was trying to figure out how much money he spent to know how much money she should spend.
Here is a big fear when you're buying presents for other people, and I call it gift imbalance. Like when you...
I thought the biggest fear was drawing Leonard.
That's the second biggest fear. The first is gift imbalance. Like if you give somebody like... Because it's really defining your relationship. So like let's say I give Jen Hobby a calendar and she gives me a car. That is gift imbalance for sure. She sees our relationship differently than I do. I see her as a calendar person. She sees me as a car person. I mean, that's really, really extreme, but that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
So I would love to take calls from you if you had the worst case of gift imbalance, where you came to the table with this, they came to the table with that, and you were either really disappointed or really just uncomfortable, just totally uncomfortable.
I gave him a gift certificate to the Gap, and he gave me herpes.
Imbalance, for sure.
Right. Definite imbalance. Massey going through the same questions right now.
Yeah, new to the Burt Show holiday season, obviously. I mean, I was here last year, but I was just on in the afternoon. So we did the little gift exchange name drawing. And obviously, I got a member of the Burt Show, and I was just asking Burt, I'm like, how crazy do you guys go with your gift purchases? Because I don't want to spend, like, I don't want to be that guy. You know, that guy who either goes crazy and spends like a couple $100 on a nice gift for one of you. And then I get, you know, like you said, like a calendar and maybe a matching set of cards. Well, I don't know.
This is the first year we've done Secret Santa.
Right.
So that's a great question to pose because I'm sure we all would like to know that.
Are y'all stressed about this too? At least the women?
I'm not stressing about it because of who I picked and right. I know what I want to get. I think had I maybe drawn somebody else, I would have been a little bit more, you know, nervous about it. But Melissa's right. It's the first time that we've done the Secret Santa with each other. So we've always in the past bought everyone a gift, which obviously limits the budget because mm-hmm. you're buying mm-hmm. more.
Right.
And now we're buying one. I will probably spend more this year on one person than I did in the past. But I haven't put like a money limit on it. I've just been thinking about what it is that I want. Makes sense. I haven't bought it yet.
There is that stress, you know. 404-741-1005. You come to the table, even if, like, see, here's the thing, that if you have chosen a present, though, that you feel is totally suitable and, I mean, totally perfect for this person's personality. Like, I think Melissa is really great at picking out gifts and cards and stuff for other people.
Well, I think that doesn't mean
it has to be expensive.
Right. I think for me, when I do gift giving, because I usually try to give myself some time to do it, because I'm not you will never see me on Christmas Eve in a mall, you know, or whatever. So I'm the annoying person that starts buying gifts ahead of time. But I don't think about money if I find a good gift, because I think even if it's a small gift, mm-hmm. but that person's going to love it, then they're not going to be thinking about, oh, well, they just only spent, you know.
Well, in years gone by.
Hey, Sarah, hold on one sec, okay? Yeah.
Like Melissa would hand make her own Christmas cards, you mm-hmm. know, in the past. So like that, I mean, that's thoughtful, like taking the time to put to, you know, like hand draw them, like artistic or whatever. So I think Melissa gets more into the, what's it called, like the thoughtfulness.
Melissa, I do construction paper and then layer. It's fun.
Or origami is always good too.
Yeah. Melissa used to do like cartoons and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing this year though.
Well, some people are going to get some of the, so some people will receive the cards that you already have received. But not this year. I didn't have time this year.
No.
So much going on.
So Melissa was thoughtful up until 06.
06 was the year of selfishness.
Save that.
Sarah, gift imbalance. When did it bite you in the butt?
Well, good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
This happened when I was in high school.
and it was my very first boyfriend. And he was a big Miami Hurricane fan. Mm-hmm. So for his birthday, I bought him, you know, a jersey and some pants to go with it and everything. We were still dating at my 16th birthday. And for my birthday, he got me a green pepper from his mother's garden and a rose.
Come on.
That's so awesome, a green pepper.
Yeah.
So did you feel humiliated that he got you something so nice?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to find examples where it's the guy that came in low and the woman came in high.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
1 year I got my brother and his ex both $30 gift cards to Abercrombie.
Uh-huh.
And they got me a socks from Old Navy off the clearance rack.
Oh, man. Mm. Big time gift imbalance right there.
Ooh. Yeah, I felt kind of jipped. So I have been kind of skimping for the rest of the years on everybody after that.
See, this is how the whole game works, too, because if you come in with the low present this year, here's how the whole psychological game works. The person that receives it realizes now that you're going to come in low, so they come in low next year, and what you do to make up for your lame present the year before is you go over the top, so now the imbalance continues into the next year.
We did, I think I did that with you for like the first...
I know I've done it with you.
I did that like the first year that Bert and I worked together. One of us got the other like something really nice, and then we did the token thing, and then like the year two. And I remember almost thinking like, okay, we just got to talk about it. Like, we just got to say, okay.
Balance it out.
Right. Thanks for the candle. But look, thanks for the candle. Try not to run me over with the Range Rover that I got you.
Good morning, Juliana. You're on Q100. Hi.
Okay, so 1 year I was dating this guy, and I was the one who stayed up all night on Thanksgiving and was in the line at like 3:30 in the morning the next morning to wait out in the cold and get him all this really cool electronic gadget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Christmas, the only thing that he got me was a CD of mine that he had borrowed. And then
wrapped
up and gave back to me.
No way! He re-gifted your own CD?
Jerk!
Like, I wasn't going to know that this is my CD that you borrowed like, a couple months ago.
He totally forgot.
And it was, like, open. The cellophane was all ripped off.
Yeah,
it.
All scratched up.
That's ridiculous.
Track number two never starts because there's a little scratch right there.
Katie and my first Christmas together, and we've had the conversation several times just to check in because we put a price limit on it, and then not only is the price limit, but it's like, okay, now have you spent that whole price limit on one thing, or did you do the price limit on several
just
things?
A heads
collective
up.
Like, so we're doing that because I think we're both worried about this very thing because this is the first year, so this is like setting a precedent, you know?
I'm going to take a little of this public radio time to talk directly to Katie Joan, just a little heads up. know Melissa for 5.5 years. If she put a price limit on it, just know it won't be a nickel more. Like, don't think. don't think, like, if your price limit was $200, don't think, well, I can spend $250 because I'm sure she's going to go over. You're getting $195. Just so you know.
$199.99.
And guess what? If the regular price was $200 and she got it on sale for $149, she's done. It's regular price with her. She'll pocket the other $51.
The gift imbalance here, the theory now on gift imbalancing, and this is a consistent, that it's the guy that screws it up. Yeah. He always comes in low. Woman always comes in high. Hey, Sheila, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
Last year, my boyfriend of 4 years got, I got him a massage table because he's always having back problems and stuff, and it was like decked out with all these different massage features and stuff. Cost a couple $100. He got me a toolbox.
Really?
A toolbox?
Huh. He said I didn't have enough tools around the house, so he got me this $20 like girl toolbox that had, you know, all these little pink like hammer and stuff in it, but it was $20 at Home Depot.
I have that.
See, here's like where, you know how like women's minds are working all the time. Like, I love your analogy about the watch, the face of a watch.
Yeah, I say that woman's mind is like a watch where, you know, on the surface, all you see is, you know, the minute hand and the hour hand. And you think it's so simplistic, but you take the face off and all those gears are constantly turning and turning. And that's what a woman's mind's like.
Like, I know that some women will look at the presents they get as a personal definition of how well their husbands or boyfriends know them. Mm-hmm. So if you come in with a toolbox and you've never picked up a wrench before in your life, that is so offensive.
Right. I want you to share, too,
what you got Stacy that year, that you the exercise stuff?
Okay. When Stacy and I first started dating, she went through this period where she was working out like stupid hardcore. Like, she was doing these boot camps where she was getting up at 6 a.m. She was hitting the gym big time. I mean, months of her life were just like, all of a sudden she was obsessed with working out. So I'm watching that whole thing go down, and, you know, I know the theory. You watch, take in the cues, and then you turn them around into something thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So for Christmas, because she was working out so much, I went and I bought her everything that had to do with exercising. And I could see with each and every present she opened, she was getting more and more bummed till she was almost at tears. Like, I got her videos of, like, calves of steel, butt of steel, neck of steel, elbows. So it was like 12 tapes of steel. Then there was a calorie counter. Then there was a scale. Then there was workout equipment. Every single thing I got her had to do with working out. And it was just a big sign to her, was like, Merry Christmas, fat ass.
Save that. I would like that to be my holiday ringtone. So that when people call me during this festive season, it's Bert's voice going, Merry Christmas, fat ass.
I was going to say that my dating antichrist 2 years ago got me for Christmas, and I opened this up like in front of my brothers and my mom, a crock pot and a skillet. And it's like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, why would
you
get
cook?
Me to, well, not really. I mean, I guess it was like
trying
hey,
to
start cooking,
you.
Wench. Right. Yeah.
Well, I love the gifts that guys will get for their girlfriends, but it's really for them. Have you ever heard of this? Like,
lingerie?
No. That's for the woman. But no.
No, it's not.
My best friend's husband got her a GPS system for her car. Like, she didn't want the GPS. He wanted it. And you know what? Now, 1 year later, it's in his car.
Oh, that's funny.
And that was like her big gift.
It's like the Simpson episode where Homer goes shopping for Marge and he gets her a bowling ball with Homer on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they try to pass up, but now in their house it's just a joke. Yeah. Oh, you mean the GPS you got for yourself for me for Christmas, you know?
Yeah, I hope Jessica really likes the flat screen.
Yeah, flat screen. Yeah, all that technology stuff, you're not buying it for us.
Hey, Brooks, gift imbalance.
All right, this happened to my buddy, and it was actually the girl who screwed up. She was real into the game DDR. He bought her a PS2, the game DDR, the like game pads that go with DDR, and the memory card. So he threw down like $200 or $300, and she got him a plate of brownies.
Oh, yeah, but did he really buy that for her, or was that really for him?
No, he bought it for her. He really did.
Well, were they pot brownies?
Because
that's expensive.
Julie, last call here. Gift imbalance.
Gift imbalance was a couple of years ago. A very, very close childhood friend of my son's, who, you know, they're grown now, but I bought him, you know, dollar for dollar, just about what I bought for my son. So we're talking, you know, probably $400 or so. And he wrapped up and gave me a king-size Hershey bar. It was just horrible. And I really felt bad, because it was at that point I really started to question, like, how did he feel about me? You know, the kids always called me mom. I did everything for him. And I was like, does he just not care about me?
Aww.
It was really sad, but he was so proud of himself with the king-size Hershey bar.
Yeah, at least it was the king-size one.
Right. What are you complaining about?
It wasn't like your standard-issue checkout aisle. He had to go deep into the grocery. He had to go back into the grocery store.
Well, it's probably 10 for 10, so.
Thanks, Julie. Yeah, and then that mind game goes on and on and on into next year, too. You got to get it right.
So did we define what about the Bert Show, what
no.
I should get?
Answer Jamie's question. Yeah, we didn't do a
really.
Price limit.
Just get what you think is appropriate for that person.
This is The Bert Show.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.